2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:31.
It's 60 degrees.
And a couple of minor crashes, but the freeway's looking good. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top local story this half hour, state lawmakers are learning more about a state law that allows HOAs to ban security cameras.
It's affecting a Mill Creek murder investigation. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this special in-depth report.
Back in March, Linda Nemelka was shot and killed in the driveway of a home in Mill Creek, but the HOA bans outdoor home security cameras and the murder remains unsolved. Her daughter told lawmakers about it yesterday, and State Senator Kurt Bramble spoke live to KSL News Radio about it this morning.
And she explained that in a particular HOA, apparently security cameras were banned. I'd never heard of that. That sounded absurd, and the more we looked into it, it appears that that's an unreasonable restriction on property rights.
He says it seems HOAs are using a provision in Utah law letting them ban anything they say looks unsightly from the outside.
We've tried to reach out to the HOA in question. They've not responded at all. Been in communication with Association of HOAs. Matter of fact, we had an individual that represents over 400 HOAs testify in favor of amending the law yesterday. At this point, I'm unaware of any opposition.
Legislation could come next session. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Just a programming note that David Dujanovic will continue the conversation about HOAs and home security cameras coming up at 10 o'clock here on KSL.
Tooele County commuters have a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion. The extra westbound exit lane is on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36. Drivers know accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays by up to 80% after bad crashes.
A Utah man has made an appearance in federal court on charges he used a motorcycle to harass bison at Yellowstone National Park. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
The Utah man is 25-year-old Dalen McAllister of Provo. A park spokesperson says McAllister and his brother Tyler both allegedly drove off-road near Fountain Flats Drive in the western part of the park Friday night. In fact, a video circulating on Facebook shows two men within feet of a group of running bison.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Visitors in Yellowstone are required to stay 25 yards from bison. This past June, a bison gored a woman after she approached it to take a photo near Yellowstone Lake's Bridge Bay. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A lot of wind and even more rain is lashing the Gulf Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Hurricane Sally came ashore this morning at the Florida-Alabama line as a Category 2 storm.
You can see falling trees, you can see flash flooding, you can see roads washed out, bridges washed out.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham in Pensacola, Florida, has already seen over 2 feet of rain from the very slow-moving storm. ABC News held a town hall with President Trump last night offering hope for a coronavirus vaccine.
We're within weeks of getting it. You know, it could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but we think we have it. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, we have great companies, and they're very, very close.
The federal government announcing this morning that every American will be getting that vaccine for free once it's approved. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andreas Martin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.